Lesson 6C. Exercises 8 and 9.
Georgina Hepworth finished her lunch and relaxed in her seat with a cup of tea. She was nearly 2 hours into the flight. She turned to the woman in the seat next to her and said, "I'm really looking forward to my holiday in Spain."
"Oh, when are you going to Spain, then?" asked her fellow passenger.
"Well, now, of course," said Georgina. The woman gave her a puzzled look.
"Not on this plane, you're not," she replied.
That's when Georgina found out that her plane wasn't heading for the historic city of Granada in Spain, but for the island of Grenada in the Caribbean. The Spanish city is 1,500 kilometres south of London. The island, on the other hand, is 7,000 kilometres away on the other side of the Atlantic. After her husband died earlier in the year, Georgina decided to go on holiday to Spain. She contacted a travel agent and booked the flight on the phone. When the tickets arrived in the post, she didn't notice that one letter was different in the name of the destination.
"It said Grenada, not Granada, but I didn't look very closely," Georgina later explained. She didn't spot the difference in spelling at the airport either. "I noticed that the departure time and the arrival time were very different," she said, "but I thought that was because of the time difference between Britain and Spain." When she realized her mistake, 2 hours into the flight, Georgina spoke to the flight attendant.
"I thought the plane was going to Spain, but it's going to the Caribbean," she said.
The flight attendant was very sympathetic, allowed Georgina to sit in a first-class seat, and gave her champagne. But the plane was over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and heading west. There was nothing that Georgina could do but wait until the plane landed at its destination. When the plane finally arrived in the Caribbean, the airline put her in a hotel for the night and then, on the following day, flew her to Granada in Spain. The travel agent apologized to Georgina and gave her a free ticket for her next holiday.
"It was just a misunderstanding," said Georgina. "I don't blame anyone. The travel agent just misheard me. I'm certainly not complaining. They've given me a free holiday in Austria. Let's hope they don't send me a ticket to Australia."